Welcome to Girls Gone Wow, a World of Warcraft podcast for the smarter people. Introducing your hostesses, Syl, EJ, and Raven. And providing the male viewpoint, Rob. And now, with more excitement and booby references than you even thought possible, here we go.
Hello everyone and welcome to Girls Gone Wow show 91. I'm your host Syl and with me today it's a full group, full house, my lovely co-hosts, EJ.
Hello.
Hello. Raven.
Hello.
Hello. And Roblin.
Howdy.
Hello. And we have a very special guest who I hope is prepared for lots of heckling during the show.
Never.
Mr. Razorbug.
Hello, hello, hello. Now, I know that that EJ and Raven are always on their best disbehavior.
I've been at work all weekend. You're out a lot, mate. Sorry.
It's the gin talking, I'm sure.
I haven't had any gin.
Terrible.
Sneezing by signs.
Bless him. And let's just jump into the whole tell us about yourself and everything. I'm just going to do a full interview with you because we can't deny the audience everything that is Razorbug. So, Razorbug, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, the player behind your Slacker Mage.
Indeed. Well, I'm a Wrath baby. I started off because my friend Damarai decided that I was sitting at home and moping after I broke up with my long-term girlfriend many years ago. And instead, he said I should play some WoW until I had better things to do. And instead of that, I sort of ended up playing WoW since 2009 and then getting my new girlfriend to play WoW. So that didn't work out very well. But but in that time, I've been a WoW blogger and I've been a WoW podcaster, joined Dawnforge, and joined them on Group Quest and some of their shows over there. Eventually ended up recording with Gazmoff and Pewter on the Obscurecast, and that turned into a general gaming podcast. And now it's all sorts of fun gaming, Warcraft and geekery podcasts. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. My main in Wrath was my hunter, Crag. So there was lots of Crag's Dirty Laundry tweets on Twitter, which was me being completely and utterly inept and a complete huntard. And then there was Yulin the Slacker Mage, and she is my current main. And then there is a level 20 healer who is I'm really enjoying playing at the moment because I'm a little bit burnt out on my main. So.
It's a panda priest, isn't it?
It's a panda disc priest, yes. It's lots of fun. Disc priest, melt face.
Otherwise known as slacker priest.
Slacker priest. He's not even slacking, it's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, but we've just changed it to slacker butt. It's just the easiest way. Oh, I see. Just covers everyone.
Yeah. Right, fair enough. It has no comment about the state of my anatomy or anything.
No.
No.
Good.
No.
Slacker Mage got her name because she was created in Wrath and then didn't get to max level until Cataclysm? No, not even that. Until Pandaria. So it took her 3 expansions to level from 0 to 90.
Oh dear.
Yeah. But now she's not slacking. She's all right now.
No, you went from being Slacker Mage to completely on the ball Mage.
Yes. Well, my DPS scores wouldn't reflect.
It's not very it's not very snappy, so you're stuck with Slacker Mage.
Yeah, it's also more Slacker Mage might reflect my current DPS scores a bit more, although I'm going to go with badly geared mage for that for the time being.
Oh, that's alright, we can be badly geared together. Because I'll talk about that later in
that,
how it's freaking
well. You and the entire rest of the guild, I think, at the moment, so
So, Mr. Razorbug, I think you should promote the hell out of the Obscurecast, so why don't you tell us more about that?
The Obscurecast is in its 5th season. It started off in 2009/10. As I mentioned, it spun off from Manor Obscura, which was Gazimov's blog. He's now working for Zam.com, so it basically passed from one generation to the next, and myself, Sil, and Damurai took up the mantle to make a sort of all things gamey, PC gamey and MMO show, and just because we are a group of overly talkative nerds, it's slowly evolved into being about all the things. We are recording much more frequently now than it had been over its first sort of three seasons. We got 26 episodes in the season four, which was half a year. And now we're back to recording every week. It's over at obscurecast.com, and we're on Twitter and Facebook and doing all kinds of stuff now. We're shifting it up to 11, as it were, to try and boost the show in its new format and its new style. So if you want to hear Sil and I a bit more often, and probably just as much heckling, if not more, then that's where you can find us.
I have to admit, it is really fun doing Obscurecast. I am enjoying myself, especially when I can rant about aliens, colonial marines.
Yes, we do like it when Sil has her ranty pants on, and we love having awesome guests on. We just spoke to Olivia Grace last episode, which was lots of fun, and hopefully we'll have some more guests from the geeky and the gaming community at large.
Indeed, so, which I'm stealing from our podfather. So when you heard that Mists of Pandaria was going to be released and everything that came with it, were you happy with it? Or were you a bit like, oh my god, it's another expansion and they have pandas?
I was absolutely thrilled because I had seen the Pandarians in the WoWpedia, but never in game. I had not been playing WoW when they were the April Fools. I hadn't seen much of Samwise's art. Obviously, I hadn't played in Burning Crusade, except for after the fact. So I knew nothing about the Pandaren other than that they were some sort of like mythic race that half the community wanted and half didn't, which always makes me take the least popular option. So if everyone was dissing the pandas, I was going to be pro panda. And it was strange. It reminded me about some of the sort of characters like the squats in Warhammer 40K, the sort of legendary things in lore that have then disappeared. Yeah, so they've sort of disappeared.
They were eaten. They were eaten whole by a fleet of angry and hungry bugs.
They were retconned to within an inch of their life. So yes, it was great when they announced that the pandas were actually coming, because it was half of the community suddenly got massive amounts of butt ache, which is always fun to watch. and then the other half were going, yay, pandas! The only thing that I did have a sort of, oh my god, are they going to make them super cartoony? And then the first time I saw what they were doing with the sort of way they were going and during the trailers and stuff, I was like, no, they're not. They're going to expand the whole Warcraft lore to include awesome Eastern mythology and a completely different take on things. And it's talking pandas who are wise and kick-ass, and that's awesome. Which pretty much sums it up.
And what would you say is your favorite thing to do in Mists of Pandaria so far? Because, you know, you've been online quite a lot. If you're not really busy with your work, and we all know that you are, I do see you pop online really often. So what is it that you really enjoy in Mists of Pandaria so far?
I really enjoy just looking at it. And that might sound ridiculous, but it is some of the most beautiful world crafting that I've seen in Warcraft. It especially helps that I've got a powerful PC, so I can set everything up to like custom level of graphics. I nicked a script off of the Terpster from the instance that sets all your graphics up ridiculously high and draw distance, etc. So yeah, I sometimes just grab a kite and watch as the world unfolds as opposed to teleporting around it. But otherwise, it's the raiding is excellent. So I was in tier 11 raiding, which was my first sort of raiding, and that was fun, but really sort of difficult to get into if it was your first real raid experience, and kind of sort of dull black-on-black, fiery, molten, lava-y stuff. I have to say that the five-mans and the raiding in this expansion have been just tuned to perfection, and they're beautiful things to look at, beautiful historic worlds and areas where you really feel that the rich history and the lore behind what you're doing. And it's been great to be raiding with ITP, of course, because I'm now sort of raiding with them sometimes. But unfortunately, in order to get to do both of those things, you have to do the thing that I'm enjoying least in Mists, which is grinding rep. Mists has actually managed to be the first expansion where I've actually bothered to grind any rep. I was vehemently opposed to dailies for the longest time. I did the Sons of Hodir for about 3 days until I got completely fed up with it, and then that was it. So I have actually been better, and I've got exalted with a couple of factions and picked up a couple of gear items. But I'm not enjoying the do all the things dailies. And who knows? Maybe 5.2 will have changed that up a bit.
But dailies are still dailies.
Dailies are still dailies.
They are still repeating the same action over.
As clever as they make them, and I really do enjoy the shield wall ones, I have to say. But as clever as they make them, they're still just dailies.
Yeah.
I do think the shield wall ones are were a sort of step in the right direction, though, with giving you a different, like every other day you got a new installment of story that was doing something different.
Yeah, and also they felt like they were part of the fight.
Yeah.
I think the only shield wall ones that were the problem were the ones that were down in the mine. But all
don't
of the
think
others,
anyone likes those.
No, I don't think anyone does like those. But all of the others were just excellent. I mean, you literally felt like you were on the middle of the front lines, you know. People were getting blown up left, right, and centre, and it was up to you to take out heroes and grab, you know, resources and capture land and do all that good fun stuff. But at the same time, like, I took a look. I finally got exalted with the shield wall and was like, yes, there's two pieces of gear I need to buy that will take me into awesome levelages and I can get into the raids, etc. And then I looked at my valor score and it's like, you have 400 valor points. You're going to need over 3,000 to pick up. Yes, it's like you're going to need 3,000 to pick up two items, and that means a hell of a lot of pugs or LFR, or yes. Or I could just log off and log on to my healer and melt some faces.
I was thinking about this. I mean, obviously once, because like next week we'll get the LFR for the new place, won't we? I mean, at that point you'll be able to get most of your valor for the week by just running all the LFR.
I'm not sure I'd be able to get into it though, because I'm only high level 470.
You won't.
Oh, so you could get into everything but the last.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which of course would then. And now, is there not something whereas with the brand new faction, even at friendly, which you get like virtually immediately, you can go and buy like a 5.22 item or something, which might really pimp your high level.
That might be something new that they've put in. In 5.2, I haven't looked.
Yeah, but, I guess we'll be talking about 5.2 in a bit, but the rewards for rep in 5.2 start really early. So the Shadow Pan of Salt, who are the new raid faction, you get rep with them for killing, well, firstly for in LFR, but also for killing slightly random things on the Isle of Thunder. There's odd quests here and there to kill some of the elite bosses that you get little bits of rep for them. So getting to friendly is supposed to be really straightforward, and there's a couple of items that are available at friendly. There's a neck that's available at neutral. So
very nice.
Yeah, and at friendly, Husbandface has happily whispered me and said, you can get trinket and braces and ring at friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well,
so
that might
get
me.
Valor, it's pretty good.
I haven't got the valor, which is a problem, but that might at least get me into LFR. So the problem is,
by doing the daily, you should get the valor. Ah,
yes.
It's like a perfect circle.
But the problem also is my terrible luck when it comes to pugs. It seems that unless I sort of go in there with a group that's vaguely composed of people who know how to keep a civil tongue in their head, I manage to get the most obscene people in pugs and stuff like that.
Well, LFR is full of obscene people. If you just, yes. I think if you just expect it to be like that, then when you
maybe
actually
if I just
bosses, it's like a pleasant surprise.
Maybe if I just close the chat box before I go in, that would do it.
Yeah, that might work. Or just take some guildies.
Yes, I must actually find time to do stuff when guildies are on. I have been extremely busy at work recently, but hopefully that'll change soon. So.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, what I find is if it's a time where nobody else either can or wants to come to LFR with me, actually just getting onto TeamSpeak so at least you can talk to, like, people and just go, "Arr!" And people go, "I feel your pain."
I see. A bit of catharsism. I like
that. Yes. Yes, I think even then that's better than just going on your own without anybody to rant at.
That's probably a good idea.
Yes, and if you are on your own without anybody to rant at, don't develop R on a Saturday morning. Don't do LFR on a Saturday morning.
Ah, yes. This has been the problem. I've either been early Saturday morning or late Saturday nights, and it does tend to attract a certain type, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know what happens on Saturdays. It's something about weekends that LFR is 16 million times worse than usual. I've done a lot of LFR this weekend for reasons that I will explain later on. And I've got less hair than I did on Friday night, I think.
Who knows? Anyway. Is there... I was just going to ask Razorbutt a question.
No, that's actually what I wanted to ask you. If you have any more questions?
Well, I wondered if there was anything that you've come across in Pandaria that that really grabbed your interest that you hadn't thought was going to.
The Klaxi, to start off with, really didn't grab my interest. And then they've become more and more interesting as I've read more about the lore of them sort of worshipping the old gods. I found that quite interesting to see them bring the connection back to the old gods and the Titans. Because for a minute we were getting a bit further away from that. The Mogu as well started off as bad guys I had no interest in at all, and then have slowly become like, okay, so they're malfunctioning Titan assistants. That's interesting. And I see they are using sort of technology the Titans had to the flesh shaping stuff. That's interesting. And yeah, there's all sorts of little bits of lore that have got more impressive the more I've heard about them. And I'm actually slightly vaguely tempted to try the PvP as well, because there's some of the new PvP things, like the carts in the mine and that sort of thing that seem to be quite interesting. But I have yet to pluck up the courage to take Cloffy into PvP.
So. I was listening to something other. What was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to the World of Warcast, which is a very, very, very long-running WoW podcast. They were interviewed, I think, must have been Realm Maintenance, can't have been anybody other than Ro, or else nobody else interviews random podcasts I've never listened to before. Must have been Realm Maintenance. And so they did a really good kind of PvP guide episode, which actually had me thinking, maybe I can try some PvP, which is hilarious, because I never, EJ will tell you, my PvP, I don't
I was just thinking, because we do have in Guild, we have like a Friday night fun night, where we see how many people we've got online and we go and do a thing. We could schedule a Friday night, let's go and get ruffle stomped in PvP night.
Yeah, I was thinking it would be nice to take like a few people into like some of the new battlegrounds, but also into like Warsong Gulch and actually go and win one for once. I have a big soft spot.
It'd be nice if we could get a team of say 10 people and actually sort of have an organised...
Well, even if we only had like 5 or 6 people, like 5 or 6 organised people could probably actually win some of the 10, even without any like resilience gear or anything. People are actually communicating with each other and using, heaven forbid, tactics.
Yes, actually holding and defending positions instead of running around like blue-ass flies.
What is this defending you speak of? Yeah.
Don't fight on the roads.
Don't fight on the roads. Yeah. But yeah, I think it would be quite... don't fight in the middle of Warsong Gulch either. It would be quite good.
There you go. I shall let the guild master know we've got that sorted then.
But not this Friday, because I've got to go and see my ponies.
Okay.
Next Friday, 22nd.
Okay.
Or Good Friday, which is the 29th. Anyway, sorry. We'll do the scheduling at some point later.
We could have Good Friday becomes Bad Friday as we PvP on it.
Badass Friday. Have you done any pet battling?
I did a bit of pet battling to start off with. I think I've got the team up to level 9 or 10. I was enjoying it for a while, but then I realised that it's too easy for Slack and Mage to slack and do pet battling instead of what she should be doing. So, the problem I had with that mainly is that I would do pet battling and then I'd go off to Pandaria and then I would try and pet battle the first thing I met in Pandaria, failing to realise it's level 25 and you're not.
Did it hand you your ass on a plate?
We clicked the run away very quickly button.
I did that. Which now has a penalty
attached to it.
Oh, does it? Totally.
Yeah, now if you run away, all three of your pets take damage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
5.2 special.
And I got a bit annoyed as well, because I was queuing up for to do like random fighting random player battles, and they were going quite well, and I was enjoying myself. And then I noticed a trend has started to develop over the sort of the 1 to 10 leveling experience, whereby it's if you meet up with a random and you've all got random pets, then, you know, good fun, fair fight. If one of them has the Heart of the Phoenix pet, they will win. That pet seems to be ridiculously OP. But that could just be the people I've been randomly linked up with.
I don't often do PvP pet battles, it has to be said.
Yeah, I think I really just did them just as a test. I learned that I need a phoenix.
Any other questions?
No.
No? Then I do hope that Mr. Razorbug has fought long and hard about this question.
I hope you put some serious thinking time into this.
I have answered this a couple of times now, and this time around I decided that I would do some research, because someone has to do booby research. It's a difficult job, but you know.
Did you get your girlfriend to help you with the booby research?
I did not get my girlfriend to help with the booby research. I thought explaining it might take longer than the research itself, so we didn't go with that option. But
she's met us.
She has. But,
you can just say, it's okay, it's EJ and Raven.
It's EJ and Raven's fault, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. But I do have an answer for both the best and the worst boobs in-game. The best boobs in-game are on Tyrande, or Tyrand, or however that's pronounced, in some of the artwork. Some of the artwork, how do you pronounce that?
I always say Tyrande.
Yeah, I've always said Tyrande.
Okay, well, Tyrande does look amazing in some artwork.
Which artwork?
Just sort of fan art, various, like, sort of Blizzard art. Mostly Blizzard art that doesn't feature in-game. Now, this brings me on to the worst boobs. That's also Tyrande. Because no breasts are supposed to be automated. And that is to say that they're never the same size twice. On the loading screens, she looks like she's sort of... Well, put it this way, only mechanized goblin transport should come with twin airbags fitted as standard.
She does look like a sort of 32 double G or something.
Yeah, there's a sort of 32 double G side boobage going on in one of the loading screens. Yeah. And then in another, she looks like in the 10,000 plus years she's been alive, she's never heard of the concept of a brassiere. And it's just... They're slightly disturbingly shaped and size-changing boobs. So sometimes she looks lovely, and at other times you're thinking, did they get inflated? So that's a bit disturbing.
Poor Tyrande.
So she is both my best and my worst this week.
She's very okay. Maybe she likes a change every now and then.
Maybe it's like directly proportional to the blessing of a loon or something.
But like the cycles of the moon and things
see
like
you
that.
All best this day.
You tell your goddess is displeased with you by the state of your boobs.
Yes, you've gone down to an A cup. You've clearly displeased the goddess of Luna.
It's all to do with the lunar cycle.
I wasn't going there at all.
Oh dear.
So yes, that is my answer this week. Tyrande has both best and sometimes the worst.
Okay. Right, well, thank you, Mr. Razorbug, and I do hope you stay with us until we're done with the entire podcast.
Of course.
So let's go to How Was Our Weekend WoW, and I shall start with Mr. Roblin.
Hello.
How was your weekend WoW?
Mine was actually not bad. I've been going around and leveling as a warrior. I am literally about to ding 87 now. So I haven't done loads, and I know there are some people who are like, how are you so slow? I would have got to level 8. I would have got to level 150 by now. And I'm like,
150? That's quite impressive.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's how slow
I am. Some
of
these people are elite. I mean, you know, they're hardcore.
Yeah. And I think the maximum is 255 levels.
Oh, yeah.
That's what bosses are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've really liked the fact that 5.2 now allows me to transmog any of my two-handed weapons into other two-handed weapons, which means that I can now run around with an axe that looks like a sword.
Oh, I didn't know that change had happened. That's brilliant.
So I've now got my amazing, awesome, great sword of Coffina Cotter, or whatever it's called.
That's like a type of cheese.
It really does. When you're in game, aren't you? Well, EJ's in game.
I've had to log out of game because I was getting a bit sucked into pet battles and then I've been random shouting. Yeah. So no, I'm not in game.
The great sword of Coffina Cotter. You know, you're right. Coffina Cotter. It does sound like cheese.
It does. Cottage
great
cheese.
Great sword of terracotta.
The great sword of terracotta or cottage cheese.
Ooh, that's a lovely looking sword. I've now sort of dressing roomed it.
Running around with that going, ooh, shiny. It looks like one of the Alduar swords or something like that.
It does. Where does that come from?
I got it from the, I think it was from the start in quest in Jade Fox.
That's really nice. I haven't leveled it. So I should keep my eye out for that.
Yes. Is that change happened for one-handed things as well? Could I transmog my two one-handed? Because I believe I have a one-handed item that is a fish, and a one-handed item that is a frying pan. And I would quite like to be a mage who casts spells through her fish in her frying pan.
Now those will probably be because Blizzard has put some items on their list as being far too silly to be transmogged.
Well, you see, they let me run around with a staff that's basically a candelabra, so I don't really see how that's any less silly than a fish.
I mean, it's like the gas mask that you get from the...
Oh, that's so annoying. I love that gas mask thing.
That's untransmoggable.
So it makes me so mad!
See? You should write a letter to someone.
Yes. Write your MP. No, wait, that probably won't work.
I've been going around and smacking things really hard, and I'm doing quite well, actually. I got, like, 40% of the damage in dungeons that I've been leveling in, so...
Nice.
It's pretty good. It's quite useful having a pet tank that you can call up and go, hey, do you want to log on and do some Warcraft? And you know, you could insta-queue me.
Yes, I had noticed Evil Father Christmas coming on a bit more.
Evil Father Christmas has been turning up and plaguing everybody with his gifts of plague. So it's like, presents for everybody!
Yay! You too, can have some plague!
He keeps being angry with me because I keep stealing threat off of him. It might be because I keep smashing his DPS out of the park.
Probably want to keep the tank on your side if he's getting you insta-cues.
He puts up with me.
All right.
Because I'm running around going, ha ha, I'm amazing! And he's like, yes, thanks very much.
Are you still on your, are you on a rogue, Robin?
I'm on my warrior at the moment. So
you're a warrior, okay.
Running around, hitting things with a really big sword. Mm-hmm. I love arms, it's awesome. Everyone else looks like they're going fury again, but eh.
I love arms. They help your shoulders not look bare.
They are useful.
Yeah.
But I'm really getting into this warrior now. So I'm like, actually, you know what? I'm going to level you really quick and get you to level 90. So I think I'm going to be level 90 tomorrow.
Brilliant. Are you?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to make a challenge for myself to try and get as fast as possible up to 90.
Have you got some really strong coffee at home?
I do. I have lots of coffee.
What are you finding is the fastest way to level through?
I've been doing a mixture of quests and dungeon queuing at the same time. So I'm basically queuing for a dungeon while I'm questing, and hitting things really, really hard with a sword helps.
Nice.
But yeah, I've got... well, what looks to be half of a bar left of my XP, but it's in fact, like, 400,000 XP to go. So I was like, come on. I'm waiting for that last level going, like, oh, you have 20 billion experience to earn.
Yeah, I was going to say 400,000 is not a lot these days.
I do think they need to do the...
There you go.
They do need to do the item squish at some point soon, because at the moment it's just a case of, like, you look at the numbers and go, okay.
Is just, so I don't know, say, take a few zeros off the end of the XP system now and just be like, right, for when you kill things, you get 2 experience. Or something like that. Because it's getting a bit stupid now. It's like looking at those numbers, it's like, some kind of mental block going on here because of the massive numbers. It's like, I'll never get to 89, 90.
This is it. This is where my head's been at. It's just been looking at numbers going, I don't understand how I'll ever achieve that. I'll log off and log on somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's quite good to change everything to percentages. Because if your bar's just saying, I've got 54% of my, you know, bar left to do, you're like, oh, okay. If it says, you need, like, 15 million XP, you're like, oh, that sounds bad. Whereas
I've been looking... Sorry, Ginger.
Sorry. If you've got an XP bar going up, you can see, like, you can see that it doesn't matter what it's expressed in, because you can see, like, every time you hand in a quest, you get, like, a... I don't know, like 100,000 per quest or something ridiculous. So it's like every time you hand a bunch of quests in, you're like, oh, I just filled my bar up, like a perceivable amount.
I like the time to next level available onto the Titan panel. I think I find
that's good.
Yeah, I do like that.
Gives you a reasonable idea of how long the next jump's going to take and whether or not it's worth trying it now or getting some more rested XP.
The other thing I use when I'm leveling is a little add-on called XT to Level, and it tells you how many quests or dungeons or battlegrounds or whatever it will take to level your character to the next level.
Well, that's brilliant. What's that one called, sorry?
XT to Level? Hang on, let me get my curse client up. It's very helpful. I heard about it on a podcast somewhere.
Yay! Hooray! Hooray! Podcast.
Don't ask me which one.
Which one, Raven?
hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll find you the name of the add-on properly in a minute.
Syl, what have you done this week?
This week I tried to get my eye level up, and it's gone fucking slow.
No.
I know, it's not fun. Right, what I did was I went to Jurassic Park Island, basically.
Ah, there's your problem. You're in the wrong game.
and started the dailies there. And you actually get loads of valor, so I was quite happy with that. And then I found one of those chests to go into the solo dungeon, which wielded me enough gold to finally get my epic super duper flying, so I could finally have my wind serpent.
Yay!
Ooh.
So my chamois now has a wind serpent, and of course it's blue because she's blue. And after that, I went into looking for raid, and I got a few things, but I'm on eye level 466. And it's just horrible because I can't seem to get it up. I need to get better trinkets and better trousers and gloves. Those are the things that are really low, but it's not been that great. And luckily, the raids have not been too bad. People were actually quite, you know, there were no wipes or anything weird. People were locked out now and again because they weren't paying attention. And one of these brilliant people, embrace yourself, said, whoever the fuck pulled, I hope you die of AIDS.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've seen,
I haven't heard that one
similar.
In a while.
Yeah, I thought that's very, very nice of you. Welcome to my ignore list.
Yeah.
And, but that's the only thing that I basically heard that really, I was just like facepalming so hard. But yeah, it's not been too horrible, nor were the dungeon groups that horrible. And I actually quite like the dailies. Well, as far as you can like dailies on Thunder Owl, it's all right. I'm okay with it. It feels much more like I'm actually doing something interesting.
See, interesting dailies and valor points. It sounds like I really need to get to the Thunder Owl quickly.
And you get a good chunk of Kieran Tor rep for every day's worth of dailies. Like a day's worth of dailies doing all the, like, I mean, there's like 15 of them or something all over the place. But if you do all of them, you get like a good few, like 2,000 rep or something. It's like every time I look at my bar, it's gone up by like a significant chunk. And I got through friendly in about 3 days or something.
Yeah, it goes really quick. Mm. That's quite good, I think. I just haven't found the, how do you call it? The quartermaster for the Kieran Tor.
The Kieran Tor?
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
I know, I've seen the quartermaster.
You're not on the boat with Jaina.
Is the quartermaster not in the, not in the cave with Taran Mill? It's not Taran Mill, I know, I forget his name.
That's the Shadow Pan Tarantsu.
Tarantsu.
And that's the quartermaster for the Shadow Pan Assault.
Oh, okay. It's not there,
I don't know whether... Oh, let me find out. Kieran...
Actually, I haven't found him yet. But it's going all right. I think I am honored now. Am I honored? Yes, I am honored. And... what else did I do? Oh, I'm still pottering around on my farm. I am making friends still. That's all I'm doing because I'm already exalted with the tillers. I'm just making friends.
Have you bought your farm?
No, because I'm still need to do certain things for them, apparently.
Do you have to be friends with everybody?
No, you don't have to be friends with everybody. No, you don't. You just have to be exalted with the tillers to do the quest to buy the farm.
I didn't get that option.
The quest to buy the farm isn't on the farm. It's Nana Mudclaw, who's up the hill. And in a house.
The quest to buy the farm is not on the farm because that would be too obvious.
Yeah, that would be too easy. So you have to go to basically you have to go up the hill and you have to go to Nana Mudclaw, who says, "I'm very old and I'm very tired. Please go and tell Ewan I'd like him to take over." And then
I did get a quest from her to join to ask Ewan if he would join the Tillers Union. Yeah. But that's all I've had so far from her.
But that's what gives you the farm. Because then you go back and you hand it in, and he says to you, "But I don't possibly have time to do everything. Here, you run the farm."
Say that yet. I'm fucking off. Didn't say that yet to me.
Oh, really?
I don't know. No, he hasn't. I don't own my farm yet. So maybe I need to do something else in between. I don't know. But I'm still putting around. It's fine. And
did a quest text come up saying, "Hand the farm over to you"? Are you mad? That might be a hint.
But no, I haven't received anything yet. So I'm just patiently doing my things. And I do have a kitty now on the farm, so that's good. That's at least a good thing. Kitty and a dog. And that's it. I didn't do anything else. I've been contemplating which character to level on the side, on the horde side. I am not quite... It's going between the warrior, the priest, and the warlock. And Warlock?
Warlock.
Is that now the side?
No, priest. Okay. Priest, not faces.
Just going back a little bit. The quartermaster for the Kieran Tor offensive is on the boat with Jaina.
Okay.
He's on the boat with Jaina. He's the same quartermaster who was the quartermaster at the Argent tournament. His name is Hiren Lawsong.
So he's on the boat. I and look for him on the boat.
Before we get to, or he's at the Violet Rise, but I think the Violet Rise is like in the next bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So he should be. Oh, he's on the boat down the stairs. Well, that's fucking helpful, isn't it? Who's going to look down the fucking stairs?
No one's going down the deck.
That tends to be a running.
I always do on boats.
That tends to be a running thing with Blizzard, is to put the thing you really want to find on a level that you can't immediately notice is not on the surface.
So before you get to the Violet Rise, which is presumably the next bit that we're going to do, he's on the boat but downstairs, where you'd never think to look for him. Unless you're EJ.
I wasn't really paying it now. Okay. I shall go down below deck.
Down below.
Going down, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and we brought it to that level again.
Yep. See, putting us together is never a good combination.
As if.
No.
There was a level to go down.
I am really enjoying my chamois. But please, let's continue with the whole battle about which character I have to get. So, warlock or priest or warrior?
Let's face it, there are plenty of warlocks in Mists at the moment. We don't need any more.
But it's so much fun. So much fun.
Warlock is fun, but there are a lot of them around.
Priests are great at the moment. Disc Priests just got a buff after they weren't particularly bad in 5.1 or 5.0, so now they're just super badass.
And,
turn us into a battle royale. Okay, which Cloffy then that's going to... I shall have a ponder, and maybe the Twitter can tell me what I should level. And that's what I've been doing, but I am really enjoying my new main, so to speak, and hopefully she'll be digging 470 soon. I hope so, keeping my fingers crossed.
There really is a horrible sort of speed bump between sort of 450-ish and 470 that took me months to get through.
I find it really horrible. It's just those last two or three pieces that I need to switch out, and I just can't find anything. It's horrible.
Hats are a big problem, because the only hats that drop which are higher than crafting level and aren't normal level raiding seem to come from scenarios, and they don't drop very often at all.
No, I have not seen any. EJ, what about you? How was your week in WoW?
My week has not been very bad. I've just made some Imperial Silk, actually, and in doing so, I've learned a 5-2-2 recipe. So that's very exciting. I like this new change to tailoring, so that's very exciting. Not that I've got 6 haunting spirits lying around, but it's exciting. So this week I've been to the Island of Dinosaurs, along with everybody else. I've owned the farm on as many characters as I'm allowed to, which is very exciting. And I've just been, everybody started to like me, because the great thing with all the sort of rep tickovers is that everything's happening quite quickly. So, the Black Prince suddenly likes me on a couple of characters, and, I'm sort of running around trying to do all of the quests. And trying to fill in my work orders and stuff like that. So I didn't raid this week because it was my husband Face's birthday. Yay! So no raiding news this week. Really just trying to get... trying to make a plan for what I want to do. Because there is just so much to do. And my warlock has now hit 90 as well. So,
nice.
So, yay! So and now I'm like, I'll have to get her gear as well. Oh my goodness, it's another one to gear. So, what I really am going to do is, I think now I want to level 1 up to 90 on the Horde side. Possibly a character that I haven't, like a class I haven't yet got up to max level, because I feel I've been neglecting the Horde side a little bit, and I really do want to see the whole of the Operation Shield Wall Horde side, which I have started on at least one of my characters. So I don't want to get myself too far behind on the story. And I've worked all the weekend, so I've got this week off. So I've decided tomorrow, because I've worked so hard this weekend, tomorrow I'm going to get up, put my PJs on, and just play Warcraft. Yay! So, the other exciting thing I've discovered this week, you remember Nat Pagel?
Yes.
I believe you've had your falling outs with him recently.
Yes, yes. Nat Pagel and I, it looks like 5.2 was built so that me and Nat could rebuild our relationship.
Are you having a reconciliation?
We are having a reconciliation. So I don't know how many of you have had a look at the fishing element of 5.2, but there is a new chap called, I want to say he's called Bob, but I actually think he's called Ben. So if you go to Half Hill, it's like, go and see this chap, he likes fish. And you're like, all right, I'll go and see the chap that likes fish. And he's just next to Half Hill. And he's a little chap called Ben of the Booming Voice, which I think means he should be voiced by Brian Blessed.
Yes, absolutely it should.
If you don't know who Brian Blessed is, who are you? And
have you ever seen Flash Gordon?
Exactly. Yes. But go and look Someone's up the alive. Lovely Brian Blessed. He's fabulous. So you go and see Ben Brian Blessed, and he says, I like fish. I'm like, all right. He goes, like, get me some fish. Okay.
So he's basically the cat from Red Dwarf.
Yeah. Pretty much. Nice. So you give him 5 golden carp, and he's like, well done. And then he gives you extra carp back. I'm like, this is a really weird negotiation. Okay, strange fish man. But anyway, once you've done this, if you go and speak to him every day, he will tell you about somewhere where extra fishing pools are spawning. And you're like, oh. And if you can't even be asked to talk to him, there's an option where it's like, just put it on my map. So you don't even have to talk to Ben. And then you click on your map and they open up in different areas. And when you get to the areas, you've got like hundreds of pools, and they all contain sort of a relevant fish for the area. But you also occasionally get like enormous giant fish pools. And when you've completely fished the pool out, which takes about 100 fish, take a friend, you get a like lurker below creature leap out the water, and then you can kill him and he has fat loots. So that's very worthwhile doing. But since 5.2, they've upped the drop rate of the special Nat Pagel fish. Yay. It's now got about a 4% possibility to drop. And I can pretty much now fish up all 3 Nat Pagel fish every day in about no more than half an hour.
Oh, yay.
I know. And I thought the first day was a fluke, so I've done it for like 2 or 3 months. I've done it like since 5.2 dropped, and it's every day it's happened like that. So always fish for them in pools. And so Nat's like, hello, I think I'll be your pal now. I'm like, yes, it's taken long enough. We'll have a talk, but I'll keep bringing you fish. So, and also, I got to go and meet Elle in game because I found her little. Because when the big pool, like the multiple pools come up, loads of fishermen characters turn up, and Elle is one of them. So my pink haired gnome got to stand next to Elle's pink haired gnome, and I had my picture taken.
Oh, very good.
So I was so excited. I was just like, la la, and there's a fishing panda, and there's a fishing undead, and there's Elle! Ah! And I found Geldat, the NPC. So,
is that what the point of Mr. Strange Fishing Person is? Because I did get the Strange Fishing Person's quest, and we had this, like you say, very odd transaction where you give him 5 golden carp, and he, for some reason, then gives you 10.
And some money. He gives you gold as well. It's really confusing.
Sounds like Jeebus. He makes more fishes.
I don't think you understand how this transaction thing works.
See if giving him loaves also does the same thing.
Oh, I'll try that.
It was a bit strange. I thought it was a bit strange.
Just as anyway. An interrupt, I have found the green green glowy porcupine hunter pet thingy. Ooh. If anybody has a hunter who wants it.
I don't.
No,
I do, but
no,
not one who's level 49. 49? That's a strange number to come up with. Not one who's level 90, even. My brain did some mathematics with the maximum level for a moment there.
I could probably go and get my hunter, but I'm not really interested in porcupines.
Kill it and get the sad every hunter's tear debuff.
So what did Raven, we haven't heard what you did this week.
No, I have done lots of things this week. I got the Black Prince gem thing.
Yay!
After, oh my god, I've done LFR for like 4 weeks, and I've got no loot and no sigils, and I've had like 9 sigils of wisdom for 4 fucking weeks. And I went in, I stupidly did some LFR on Friday night, which was ridiculous. I've been working backwards since Wednesday, so I did toes on Wednesday. And that was okay because it was Wednesday and everybody was like wanted to get through it really quickly because they wanted to go to the new place. So that was fine. And then I did Heart of Fear first half on like Thursday and that wasn't too bad. And then second half of the Heart of Fear on Friday, which was awful. Garalon, like the person with the pheromones didn't seem to understand about the pheromones and was just going all over the place. It was like cutting across the middle of the platform and then going around in circles. And then it's like, you can't, like, nobody can take the boss aggro off you unless you, like, stand a bit still and let somebody come and help you. But no, they were just like running around in circles. So they wiped the raid twice. Because the boss was basically like flying around like a completely demented thing, because the person with the pheromones was just going like completely mad. So you'd have like Garrolon's head would be near you, and then he'd like suddenly you're like under a leg, despite the fact you've not moved. It was just all a bit weird. So that was annoying. And then I realised on Saturday morning, I thought,
there were cartoons on?
No. Oh. Well, there might have been cartoons on, I don't know. But Saturday morning, I got up and I realised that I hadn't actually done the first boss in the Heart of Fear, because I'd been zoned into the second boss. And after I'd done Garrolon, I'd got it into my head that I'd done all of them and I'd slightly lost the will to live and I had to go to bed. I was just like, no, I can't do it anymore. So I got up on Saturday morning and I was like, oh, wait, I didn't actually get the first boss down. So on Saturday morning, I went into the Heart of Fear to go and do the first boss. And there was a guy that managed to kill the whole group four times on trash who was tanking. And when I eventually got close enough to him to inspect him, I discovered that he was wearing a whole bunch of greens.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, that'll be why every time something hits you, you lose 95% of your health then. Maybe you could just stop pulling and let somebody else tank. But no, he was determined to tank, so he kept... There was somebody who kept demanding combat reses despite, like, on the trash. I'm like, we're standing right next to the door. Right next to the door. And this is trash, so no, I'm not going to combat res you. And neither is anybody else. Like, just run through the door. It's right there. And then this tank just kept... He didn't wait for anybody to get any mana or anything. So all of the healers are going through all of their mana on the trash trying to keep him alive. And then he didn't wait for any of us to drink and kept running off and pulling things. Oh, and then he got together with another tank, or with another person, and they pulled three sets of trash all at the same time. So around about this point, I was like, you know what, I don't care about the Black Prince, he can go fuck himself, I don't care. Really kind of had enough, and then they dropped group. And I was like, oh, marvellous, well, great. And then we had a lovely time, and killed the boss really quickly, and he dropped my last sigil.
Hooray!
And I was like, oh.
How many of those sigils do you need? I think I have, like, maybe 10 3.
Each. You have 10 power and 10 wisdom. I've had 20 power for the last 6 weeks and 9 wisdom for the last 4 weeks. But now I have all of them. And then today? Must have been today. I went and did the terrace again to go and get the chimera from the Shah. And hooray, I have all of my, I have my gems. So that's very exciting. And I got the staff dropped when I did toes on Wednesday. The staff is slightly better than the mace that I've had for about 8 weeks. And it looks really pretty. If none of you have seen the... I don't know what it's called. It's the staff that drops off Lei Shi. It's the Jinyu Staff of the Water Speaker or something. It's extremely pretty. It's got a twirly thing on the top. It's very pretty.
Excellent.
So I did that. That was very exciting. I spent quite a lot today reforging all of my gear and putting new gems in it and finding some bits and pieces. So that's been quite exciting. I have been doing the new dailies, which has been quite exciting. We did... I did go raiding on Wednesday in EJ's absence. And because we were all in the Isle of Thunder, just having a nose around. We started the raid a little bit late because everybody wanted to have a go at the dailies before they came into the raid. So we didn't start raiding till about half an hour after we usually do. And we said, well, since we're all over here, why don't we just stick our nose in through the door of the new raid instance just to see how long, you know, just to see what it's like. So we all trooped up to the new raid instance and we stuck our toes inside the door, and the first pack of trash managed to kill all of us within, I think, 15 seconds.
Oh, good lord.
We were like, maybe we should try that with some crowd control. CC's a wonderful thing. Why don't we do some of that? So we managed to get the trash down on the second or the third time. I can't remember, but it did take, like, it was a bit of an effort even to get the trash down. That trash is quite hurty. And then we made it up to the first boss, and we had a little bit of a poke at the first boss. And we got him down to about 78% or something, and we got sort of a feeling for how the mechanic works. But we're, I mean, as we knew before we went in, we're nowhere near well geared enough to actually get him down. But it was quite nice to stick our heads around the door and just say, "Ooh, look, ooh, trolls. Hello, trolls." There are lots of trolls.
Trolls again.
Ooh, these trolls are quite hurty. Run away from the trolls. Everybody run away from the trolls. So we did that, and then we went and... Then we went and poked Terrace of the Endless Spring for a bit. But I think we've decided we're going back to Heart of Fear now. There's been a bit of debate. We've been having a guild debate about what we want to do next in terms of like how well geared we are and where we want to go. So I think we're going to go back to Heart of Fear and get some people some gear, which will be good. What else have I done this week? Today I have done all of the pet battles.
All of them ever, so there's no more pet battles left now.
Yeah. No, I've done them all. And I've got lots of pet battle achievements for battling all of the pet trainers in Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms and Outlands. And I got a flawless battle stone for Pusscats. So my feline familiar, who is called Syl, is now a rare pet.
Yay!
And she's also now level 22. My whole team, in fact, my Roblin and my Syl and my Raven are all level 22. So that's quite exciting.
You've been doing good.
It's been really well done.
Yeah. My Raven was my first to level 20. I'm very proud. I need a battle stone for her, though, because obviously she's only a green. So I did that. And other than that, I've been doing my work orders on my farm. I like the work orders quest. I like the fact that when you like crate all the food up that you've grown, representatives of the faction come and fetch it from you. I think that's really cute. Like a little Klaxi flies in and goes, "Oh, have you got all those pumpkins we ordered?" And you go, "Yes, they're over there." And then they pick up the crate with the pumpkins and they say, "Thank you very much," and they fly off with them. I think it's really cute. I'm very easily amused by silly things. But the panda rolls up and comes for the golden lotus's turnips as well. So yeah, I've been doing that. And I've been trying to make friends with the rest of the people that I'm not already friends with on my farm.
Okay.
I think that's it. That's quite a lot.
That's a lot of stuff. Yes.
Certainly puts me to shame.
Well, what did you do, Mr. Razorbug, this weekend WoW?
I had a lot of fun leveling my healer even. I didn't have to heal him. He was quite well looked after. I found the pugs at lower level. They're good fun. They'll either talk to you and help you out with stuff or just not talk to you and leave you to it. And I've leveled him to now 22, I think. He did 18 to 22 in one evening. I think about sort of 10:30 p.m. I decided... okay, this group wants to do another run and they seem to like me healing, which is good, and I'm enjoying this. And okay, let's do just one more, and then it was 2 a.m. And and he'd gone from 18 to 22 and I'd had lots of fun healing people and learning lots of new tricks and stuff. Because I've only ever leveled a healer who was holy to 30, and I've never leveled a disc priest. So at the moment, I'm really enjoying sort of doing something completely new and different. And I have been doing some dailies on my slacker mage, who has been mainly slacking because it looks like a ginormous pile of valor that she needs to get in order to get any gear to get her anywhere near being able to do normals with you guys. Because what are you raiding at the moment? What's ITP raiding at the moment? You said you're doing...
We're going to Heart of Fear. On average, the raid team at the moment has got an eye level sort of 480, 485.
Yeah, so I'm about 10 eye levels behind. And I know there's a couple of items where they need to be swapped out. They're like 450, 460 sort of. And if I could swap them out for a 490, that might be quite the jump.
Yeah.
But it's just getting the... There's two pieces that are on the shield wall vendor, which are 1250 each, or they were until 4.2 nerfed them. So I'm going to go and have a look in a minute what they are now. But
the
wastes
have gone down to 1312, and the rings I think have gone down to like 875.
See, I've got 580 valor points at the moment, so a couple of runs of something, and I might be able to get the other one. So
there's rings and trinkets on there. Rings and trinkets and wastes are what they have, I think.
Yeah. So hopefully the gap that seemed to be insurmountable in terms of catching you guys up and joining the raid isn't quite so insurmountable now as it looked originally, but we'll see. Slacker Mage has been slacking a little bit just because Healer has been more fun to play, and she seems to have a whole sort of metric ton of work to do, which she's too lazy to do. She's a Slacker Mage.
Yeah, you need to get doing some dailies for that Valor Point.
Yeah, I got to Exalted, I believe. No, I got to Revered or something. I got to the point where I can get all of the rewards I want off of the Shield Wall. And I've now gone back to doing the Golden Lotus ones just because I can't seem to get anywhere with that. And then I made the mistake of actually looking at what my reputation I am with the Black Prince. And I'm honored, about halfway through honored. And I think I have 3 sigils and that's it. And I have actually no idea what I need with him to do stuff, so I think it's safe to say I won't be getting a legendary this time around.
If you're on the first bit of the legendary, you need to be honored with him. That's actually all you need to be. Right. And then you need 10 of each of the sigils, for which you will have to brave LFR, sadly. And the sigils of power come from Mogoshan Vaults, and the sigils of wisdom come from Heart of Fear and Terrace of the Endless Springs. But also, actually, if you do want to get geared up, they've just turned up the drop rate of gear in all of the 5.0 raids. So I haven't seen any gear at all in LFR for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then when I went to Terrace of the Endless Spring on Wednesday, I got a ring and the staff and something else. I got, like, gear off 3 bosses.
Oh, awesome. Because that's my problem as well. I have only ever seen Glod drop out of LFR. Even when using coins, to the point where that's really kind of disillusioning. You just think, well, why am I even doing this if nothing dropped?
No, completely. That's absolutely where I was like a couple of weeks ago. But they have turned the drop rate up, so there's a lot more gear coming out of LFR at the moment. Because what they want to do is get everybody geared up as quickly as possible so that they can move through the rest of the content. So the drop rates have been increased, and it does seem to be... It is.
Oh, well, good fun then. I know what I will be doing after the show. I shall be going to LFR. So if you see Adrenite. Yes. Well, this is true. The only time I get to play also seems to be the time when all of the strange people come out.
The strange people in LFR. But yeah, it's well worth doing LFR at the moment, I think.
Awesome.
Cool. Right. And with that. It's taken us an hour just to talk about how our weekend WoW was. I'm quickly going to plug
the things, so
that's true. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm quickly going to plug everything. So you can find us, of course, on girlsgonewow.net. Please check out our website if you want to listen to older shows or see the show notes or any other things that we might post up on there. And we, of course, are part of the Voice of Geeks network, also called VOG Network. And if you want to listen to our show, you can do that on Warcraft Wednesdays. And you can go to vognetwork.com. where there's a lovely forum where you can post loads of stuff. And while you're at it, maybe you would like to listen to some other podcasts from VOG Network, like Orange Lounge Radio, Horde House, or Pod Culture. You can also join our guild, our podcast guild, on Argent Dawn EU on the Horde side, and it's called Ashes of Man. Everyone can invite. I do check on a regular basis if everyone has invite rights, and I think so far we should. Also, I am going to level... Well... The fighting is still continuing, either a priest now or a warlock. Just fight it out on the Twitter and let me know what I should do. So you might see me running around on Argent Dawn a bit more. And I think that was it. Or do the two ladies want to plug something too?
I guess we could say at this point that ITP is recruiting still, again. Again. For mostly for DPS slots for the raid team, but also for social members. So if you are interested, sorry, I'm trying to find where what our
we're basically recruiting for DPS only at the moment. We're always open for social, but we're really looking for DPS people who want to raid. We start our raids at 7:30 in the evening on a Wednesday UK time.
Not European time. We're an hour behind you.
If you're in European climes.
European climates. If you want to apply, you need to come to our forums, which are at itp-guild.org, which is what I was looking for. And it would have been helpful if I'd had that up before we started doing this. But there we go. And there's instructions and things. Or you could find EJ and I probably floating around on Earth and Ring. People have been finding me. And hello to all the people who've been finding me and whispering me. So... been a bit random for that this week as well.
And of course, ITP is Alliance, just in case people are wondering.
Oh yeah, it's Alliance.
Don't forget, it's us and Convert to Raid. We're holding up the Alliance side now.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Although you guys are all far too bifactional.
I'm not bifactional. Really?
I am.
Even a little bit.
Not really. I've pretty much given up on alts now. I did think I was going to try and level my hunter today. I thought that was what I was going to try and do. And then when I sat down, I was like, oh, no, I'm just going to do some pet battles. Too tired, can't be bothered. Going to do some pet battles.
I promise once I get 470 eye level, which is taking me like freaking forever, I will apply as a raider. But at the moment, I'm just 466.
Not are there any...
You need 480, don't you? To do the
It's, you know, well, the raid team on average has got about 480, 485 at the moment. There is no eye level requirement for normal raid.
Oh, isn't there? I thought there was a lockout that was like 10 levels higher than LFR or something. I don't know where.
No, I guess that if you're going with a group like of people who know what they're doing, then you don't need to have a certain amount of eye level.
Oh. Well, they've never had an eye level requirement for non-LFR raiding. It's if you want to go in, if you're the right level, then you and you're making up a team and you're taking people in. I think they just assume that you're going to take the right sort of people.
It might almost be worth me actually showing up on a Wednesday rather than assuming I have no hope in hell and maybe joining you guys.
Yeah. I mean, come and speak to one of the officers.
Speak to someone who is not Raven.
Speak to somebody who's in charge of raiding. And gonna get them to put you on the calendar invite. I think our lovely dwarf is doing calendar events and things. So speak to him and get yourselves on the rotors or apply in the or put post in the forums.
Oh, okay, because I thought I had to be 470, but in that case, I'm glad
it's not just me leveling under the delusion that there's an eye level requirement.
No, the hard eye level requirement is only for LFR. Obviously, it does make things tricky. If we've got lots of people that have got lower eye levels, then that restricts where we can go. But if you negotiate with raid leaders, they will tell you what they want.
Cool. Well, that's one thing sorted. Then I'm sorted for this week. I will look at what I can enchant and stuff. And that was it. So you know, if you want to join ITP, you know where to go now. And please join us, because it's always nice to have new people. And hopefully Rob will become super duper warrior DPSer too, and join us later on. Well, you are going to be 90, so by next week, I expect you to have like the same eye level I have.
Okay. Well, my only problem is as well that I can't make it for ITP raids, which is funny, because I set up the guild and I don't have the time to do my own raid group.
That's because you work too much. Right, let's go to our main topic of the week, show 91. How rubbish are you? And we immediately thought of Razorbug for that.
How did I know that was coming?
Because I did it last week in the preview of this week. And we, of course, shamelessly borrowed this from the Darkmoon Herald. So if you want to hear more people who failed at something once in their gaming lifetime. Check out their show because they have a very cool segment about that. And let's go to all of us and how rubbish were we when we played WoW in the past or even now. And I am going to start with Rob.
Oh, I suck.
That's just it. That's all you're going to say.
Yeah.
Just in general.
I've pretty much got to say that I have been good in the past. I would not consider myself being any good now. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think you definitely need to see me in action then, Rob, so that you can be reassured that the sideshow of suck is where I severely belong.
It's because I'm simply so much out of practice and I do all sorts of stupid, daft things. Like, I'm currently following the quest to kill the sandbags, the punch bags, in the shadow part, in the monastery, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been hitting the same sandbag with like 200 hit damage coming off for the last like couple of seconds, and I'm like not even paying attention.
Those sandbags can be extra tricky because now I don't know if they fixed this, but these are sandbags where you have to hit the right one and the left one. Is that the ones you're on? Okay, so obviously you have to change as it announces. But when you're looking at the sandbags, look at the pole, the central pole the sandbags are attached to.
Yeah.
And check that at the top of the pole, there's like a circular symbol.
Mm-hmm.
The circular symbol denotes that you're standing at the front of the stand, so that as you hit right, you're actually hitting the right one.
Actually, it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
The circular symbol's at the back.
No, the circular symbol should be at the front. That's the front of... Because a couple of them are turned around. So I spent like half an hour punching these things.
Oh, no, I see. There's some of them that are both ways round, I think.
Check you are the right side of it, because I was all confused and I had to get the WoW head to tell me how to do it.
Oh, dear. No, I'm a little bit too, like... I will go in there and I'm amazing. Oh, wait, I'm not amazing. I'm dead. That kind of thing. I charge in with my warrior and go, it's okay. I could take 20 of these elites on myself.
Charging in without thinking? That doesn't sound like a warrior behavior to me. Oh, no, wait.
I'm very good at being an impetuous warrior.
There you go. You see, you're just role-playing well. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah, it's totally right.
That sounds like a very ITP way of doing things.
Suck at game mechanics. I just excel at RP.
Yes.
It's now my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Rob, can you think of sort of anything you've done recently and you've done it and after you've done it you literally sort of slap your forehead in just a, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've just done that.
There's been so many.
Should we come back to you, Rob? Shall I give you my
sideshow of suckness? The moment of having not prepared a sideshow of suck is quite a good.
Sideshow of suck is the segment that Darkmoon Herald do, which is why we are here referring to it.
Yep. Oh dear.
Okay. Well, what about you, Raven?
Well, you see, I was thinking today that I hadn't done anything particularly stupid for ages. So that's clearly a stupid thing to be thinking for a start. So I get back on my druid and I'm like, okay, I'm at Harfill in my farm, my own farm now, in my little rested patch. And I'm like, okay, so I want to go and do some pet battles. Awesome. Where's that quest for, oh, I've got to go and do some pet battles. I've got to go and do some pet battles in Moonglade. Oh, that's awesome. That's fine. So I walk out of my farm, I go to the flight point, I fly to the Powdon village, I go to Stormwind, I'm maybe halfway to Stormwind Harbour. What class do I play again? Somebody remind me what class I play again.
Are you a druid, Raven?
What is it the druids can do from about level 10? So I'm flying to Stormwind Harbor, and I'm staring aimlessly at the bottom of my screen, and I'm like, what is that? But, oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. That would be the button that would teleport me to Moonglade. Right, good, marvellous. Yeah. That's what I get for thinking. I was just like, oh, I won't have anything terribly stupid to say on the show tonight. Yeah, there you go. That's me. What about the rest?
That just seemed to be quite modest compared to my many, many, many antics when it comes to just being completely idiotic.
I'm worse if I'm playing my alt. I mean,
Have you done the druid trick? And I don't play druids, so I don't know how common this is, but it always makes me giggle when I hear people doing it, of druids running, playing alts, and then running off the edge of cliffs, clicking the flight form button, only to realise, this alt isn't a druid! Splat. Yep.
I've done that on my druid. I mean, fucking hell.
You've actually run off a cliff and not click the button.
EJ will tell you about my falling off cliffs. I'm brilliant. She's good at falling off cliffs.
Brilliant.
I'm a class A faller off of cliffs. I fell off a cliff today. In fact, I didn't even think about that because I do it all the time. I fell off a cliff in the Isle of Thunder. Obviously, there's no flight form in the Isle of Thunder, and it turns out that graveyardy bit's quite high up above the sea. If you run off the cliff because you're running away from a mob. And not really paying attention to where you're going, and think that that's just a bit of a dip in the graveyard and not an edge.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very clever. I was very impressed. Yes, I very frequently throw my shaman off things. It is, as Kevin would say, in a further tribute to the Dark Moon Herald, it is raining shaman. yeah, I very frequently throw my shaman off all kinds of things. All kinds of things. She didn't spend an awful lot of time in Northrend, but what little time she did spend in Northrend was mostly spent falling off Dalaran.
Oh.
Yeah. And you'd think, there's actually, like, Dalaran's quite a long way up. You've probably got long enough to actually, like, cast a mount, but that involves you, like, hitting the cast button and not going, fuck, I'm falling off Dalaran, what do I do now? Oh my god, I don't have instant cast, oh, I'm dead.
The flustering moment. That's something I get actually a lot. In fact, I did come up with one, like the time where I didn't read, well, from last week, where I forgot how to play Hunter. You know, fair, I found the rare spawn.
Playing Hunters often can't remember how to play Hunters, so
it was my main for the most, well, since Pandaria has come out. And the last and the end of Kata, so I should have really kind of remembered. But no, I was killing. I was going in. What was it? I was just about to start doing an email for Syl, and then I flew over a respawn and went, "Monkey must have peace pipe." And then I went into the thing and found him. So somebody AFK next to him on a dragon. I was like, there is no other time to do this.
Must get monkey.
So, must get monkey now. So I went in and then sent my pet into his room. And my pet was like, it's okay, I can deal with this. And then for some reason he ran out of the room and I had aggroed all of the other monkeys around the arena, and they were all just healing the rare spawn, going, "Ha ha! What are you gonna do now?" I was like, "No! What am I doing? Oh, I could probably trap somebody, or perhaps, you know, feign death or something." But I just went down to 1% hit points and went, "Holy crap! Shadow milled."
That's the other thing I always forget that my other chars don't have.
Yeah.
Actually, my shaman doesn't have Shadow Melt. I've killed her several times over that.
So I went back and read my spells and reminded myself of what I actually can do. And then went back and killed him. And he didn't drop the peace pipe. Which made me sad.
How rude, after you've done all that work.
Yep. After I did all of that, almost dying.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, so, I can definitely give you a laundry list of the silly things I've done. So, some of the Epic Hunter ones, just because you've reminded me of all of them, some of which have actually appeared on the side of the what's the leap back ability? I've disengaged off of Deathwing. That's clever. No, the other thing. And failed to get the Stood in the Fire achievement, I have to say, which I was slightly miffed about. I have screwed up a macro when I went back to playing my Hunter to the point where every trap I was using was dropping them at my feet, but it was dropping all of them.
Oh. All of them at once.
So, well, pretty much, or all of them in quick succession. So, or as quick succession as the cooldown allowed. So I was standing there hitting the various macros and thinking, I can trap this. Why can't I trap this? And the raiding guild at the time were going, just CC it. Just all you got to do is just CC it so we can pull the boss. And then I moved to the side and so I went, why are all those traps stacked up at your feet? So, yes, that was silliness. My mage has opened portals for people and followed them through accidentally many times.
How embarrassing is it when I always know as I click or as I bring something up and I'm just like, no. And then, you know, especially if somebody's paid you and they've insisted on paying you and then you're like, I am so sorry, I am teleporting straight back. And most of the time people just giggle at you. I've had a couple of sort of furious whispers. I'm like, no, I'm just a noob. Ignore me.
I just wanted to make sure you got through the portal all right.
Yes, yeah,
I was concerned for your well-being.
The worst one that I had recently was someone asked me entirely in character, and I was like, oh, some RP, I can do this. Okay, this will be fun. So I replied entirely in character with emotes and stuff, and they replied to me, and everything seems to be going well. And then I followed them through. And of course, they had to. It's never good when you follow through on a portal. And then, of course, I had to go, oh, crap. I've got to now really make an RP excuse as to why I followed you through this portal. And it's like, oh dear. I'm going to pretend I had business here and I had to get on my mount and fly away in Dalaran and pretend I had business in Dalaran for some reason because I felt that stupid. I also managed to transmog the wrong thing the other day. I managed to transmog because I like to keep my mage using a circle of flame headpiece and her candelabra from Karasan.
So it looks like you set fire to your own hair.
Yes, basically. I thought Slacker Mage looked quite good like that. So I managed to accidentally transmog a piece that I meant to put on the auction house, which was something like item level 186 or something daft, into my Chandelabra. And then when I was very quickly mousing over stuff to see which is the item I wanted to re-equip, I re-equipped the wrong staff and wondered why my DPS had dropped into the sort of triple figures.
Oh dear.
Yes, that wasn't clever.
Oh dear.
I also managed, as EJ will attest, to completely break my LVUI, which I like to use, to the point where I noticed several of the buttons on the other way around to the Blizzard normal default buttons, which I was having to use. So when we went on a raid of old content, I was that guy ninjing all the loot because I thought I was pressing pass or greed, and in fact I was kneading on everything.
Oh dear.
We didn't take the piss.
No, they didn't at all. Absolutely.
As if we were.
And then today, outside of WoW, I managed to do a completely amazing one. I was trying to set up the affiliates sponsor system for ObscureCast so that people can now buy their games and their RP books and stuff via ObscureCast, which I thought would be really cool. And I couldn't get it working, so I tried everything. I copied, pasted text, and I was bringing in HTML, and nothing was working, and I couldn't figure this out. So I actually had to get on Skype and phone the head of the Dawnforge network, Medros, to say, why is this affiliate system not working at all? Nothing will appear. And he said, have you got an ad blocker turned on?
Oh,
yep, an hour and a half trying to get an ad to work when I had an ad blocker turned on.
Oh,
not quite a WoW suck, but a pretty big suck anyway.
Yeah, and you know your ad blocker works, so that's good.
Well, there is that.
Yes. I did restart the wrong server at work on Friday. I was trying to be really careful about restarting the server that nobody was using and picked the wrong one. Like 10 people were like, has the internet just gone down? No.
I also had a moment very similar to you with Moonglade. I needed to get back from the Endless Springs to Stormwind, so I flew to the village that I knew I could get the boat from the village to the... Yeah, four modes of transport later, I noticed the open portal button.
What is one of the two things that mages do? We make water or pudding, and...
Oh, of course, yes, that reminds me, our last raid, of course, taking on Neff, failing to realize that the priest has already cast Slowfall on you, or Levitate on you, and casting Slowfall on myself to the point where I managed to Slowfall pretty much from the beginning of the elevator almost right to the other side of Nefarian's lair, and then turn around to see two very hungry dragons looking
at
me.
That was really funny. That was
it took so long to land, I had time to explain the entire error I had made to the raid and come up with a strategy to get out of it.
It was really funny because we're the last person in, so the rest of us were all standing up on the bottom. We've all eaten some food and we're buffing up and stuff. And like, what? Stands up
the
there?
Mage? Oh.
Raise the butt. Yeah, that's raise the butt. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Loading.
Off the elevator.
To my inevitable
in slow fall. Oh, it was very funny.
So, yes, when it comes to comical nonsense, I can do my fair share.
I've been so much Phil in all this time, and I think I blame my druid with her instant flight form. Just because every other tune I play, I'm just like, yeah, oh yeah, this is my flight. Oh no, it's not my flight button. And crash.
I think everybody... Now, there's one... Is it during Halloween that you can get a sort of a drop of an instant broomstick, isn't it? Because it only lasts for the festival. So, but even in that short space of time of having it, I get used to having instant. So when it goes away and I have to use my ordinary mounts, then I'm already thinking I've got instant mouse. So I might have fallen off a cliff or two. Going, but where's my... Oh, I don't have instant... Oh, sad times.
Yeah. I have such... flying is one of the things that I will always just end up like a blue little spot somewhere on the map, and that's basically it, what happens to me.
Oh, I did manage to fly to the nearest flight point to get onto the gunship to do dailies. And I hit Numlock to carry on flying sort of towards the gunship, and because I was going that way anyway, and it's easier for me to not have to keep pushing mouse buttons because my arms hurt with RSI. So I hit Numlock and let the computer do the work. Yeah, not a good idea to alt-tab out of that. I eventually got disconnected from the server after I flew so far that not only had fatigue taken me, but I think I'd left the edge of what was defined as in-game. And then when I got back into ghost form to go and retrieve my body, it turns out the ghosts can get fatigue as well.
Oh, yes.
I had no way to retrieve my body before fatigue set in and had to respawn at the graveyard and take res sickness.
That reminds me of something. There was a quest in Vanilla in Darnassus that you had to kill, I believe it was the Satyr, and it was somewhere on a branch that was kind of outside of Tal'Drassil.
Yes.
Was that not to do with rogues or druids or something?
Yeah, and I was, for me, I think it was a druid quest, what I can remember of it, and I walked up there and I thought, well, this is where it's supposed to be. Maybe I need to jump off. So I jumped off, died, and I was very confused, going, what? I don't get it. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go there and go as a ghost. And then my ghost kind of like died while jumping up there again. And I was really confused and like, does this mean I have to delete my character? Or I wasn't quite sure what to do until I realized, oh, yeah, maybe I should just res at the graveyard. But that has, I think, I was really confused where that satyr was until I actually looked around and, oh, he's on a branch. Okay.
See, I'm noticing a common theme here. It just seems to be druids that are causing all the problems.
Well, yeah, that's why I switched the shape.
To be fair, I'm much worse at my hunter than anything else. I did, Twitter followers might remember, I did pick my hunter up very briefly, like a month or so ago, a couple of months ago, and give everybody on Twitter a hilarious 45 minutes of making pretty much every hunter mistake you could possibly make, from completely losing my cat and forgetting to summon my cat, to setting my cat off after the wrong thing. It kept running off. I'm like, where are you going? You're running off and coming back with like piles of mobs. I'm like, oh no, no. Whatever you're doing, stop doing it.
Put it down.
Stop. Put it down. Leave it alone. I don't know what I'm doing. Everything, absolutely everything that could possibly have gone wrong went wrong in the space of about half an hour. And she's only level 40.
I did turn up in the sideshow of Suck for the first time by managing to completely and utterly wipe a scenario, which is just interesting.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because if you remember, I failed to do everything. I failed to have a weapon equipped because they'd taken away the melee weapon and ranged weapon thing. I failed to have the right stance on. I failed to have my pet out at all, and then failed to have it on the right thing, like aggressive rather than aid. I just managed to do exactly the same. It's dangerous playing a hunter after you've been away for a while. You forget how easy it is.
It's so 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 dangerous because there are so many like things that you can do that mess everyone else up around you as well. Just like, oops, I managed to accidentally pull all of those and I distracting shotted them into the middle of our group. I'm sorry. I meant to do something completely different.
And feign death.
Yes, that's it.
Well, you know, that's the reason the goblin jump myself. Cables.
That's the reason goblin jump cables were invented.
Very true. Right, let's see what the community said. And on Facebook, we had Rod who said, a couple of recent examples. When I first started gearing my paladin, and even though you now said, you know, how to spell it and everything and how to pronounce it, I'll mess this up. Garen? Ashes of Man Argendon, shout out. I kept forgetting about Righteous Fury for tanking dungeons. I even did it in Looking for Raid on the Dogs. So mobs be running all over the place and the healers go supernova with all the damage. I got so bad that I added an alert to weak auras that scream, no Righteous Fury, noob, lords.
Nice, I like that. I need to record some of my own messages just going, you are huntard, put stance on.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, it screams that while he's in prot and it's not there. He continues, secondly, fighting Elegon this week, my deadly boss mods, DMB, through a bit of a funny and the floor warning was lagged. So by the time it appeared and I had realized I was all alone next to the sparkly dragon, the floor vanished and I plummeted to my shiny death. Insert Looking for Raid vitriol in chat. In my defense, I was chilling with a vodka and tonic and half watching Secret Diary of a Call Girl on Netflix. So to the still is.
That would be enough to distract pretty much anyone.
It's Billy Piper. To this tale is, don't drink and tank while watching British comedy drama. Have fun and keep up the good work. Oh dear. As someone said, when I first started playing, I hit up some mobs that I couldn't kill. I died like 12 times before asking my guild, guys, am I supposed to have a group with me and Black Fathom Deeps?
Oh, bless.
Oh dear, Summer.
Oh dear.
Edina 2011 on Twitter said, rolled my first character and didn't even know how to move. I tagged my friend and ran straight into a tree in Shadowglen. All times. And Cooper on Twitter said, once I died from drowning on my warlock when they used to have the underwater breathing spell.
Oh,
that reminds me of an epic fail, and I can't miss this time to troll Damurai a little bit. So he was rolling a tank for the first time, and we were lobies about level 40 or something, and I can't remember where we were, but it's the one where there's a lot of bosses that are underwater and they're coming up sort of they're coming up from the deep, sort of. There's a lot of the Loch Ness monster type bosses, and we were had been face rolling the entire pull, and it was myself, his fiance, and him tanking, and she was healing, and I was DPS. So we had two pugs with us, and we'd been absolutely ruffle stomping the entire dungeon and feeling pretty invulnerable. And he was tanking the last boss, and everything was going absolutely brilliant, and he died. Suddenly taking massive amount of damage, died. Couldn't figure it out. We went back over the logs. We had two people rage quit. We couldn't figure out why they were raging at us. Two more people signed up. We went again going over the logs. Like, no, we couldn't figure... The healer couldn't figure out what was going on. Yeah. Don't tank underwater and forget to breathe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He had been killed by the oxygen boss.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
But at least, you know, you can throw that back in his face now.
Yeah, it's still one of my favourite memories. He doesn't make enough errors, you see. He's like, I have to get the shots in when I can.
Of course, we got some emails, too. EJ, why don't you start?
We did. We got a lovely email from Derek. Hey, Syl, EJ Raven, and is he late again? Yes, you, Roblin. And to your special guest, Razorbutt. I hope you guys are well. Jeez,
you've got it. Everyone doing it now, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
I'm finally going to try the Night Elf area today. I've played this game for about 2.5 years now, and the only areas I really have seen are the humans, Draenei, Forsaken, and my favourite, the Blood Elves. So I will try a new char to see this area. Have you guys played the Slender game yet? If you haven't, check it out. It's a horror-style game. Even though it has me jumping over and over again, I still keep playing. Check out Scott Johnson's page on Frogpants TV for a video of him trying it. It's great. I haven't. I'm not particularly keen on horror, so it's not my cup of tea. Anyone else?
So, we talked about this on Obscurecast recently, didn't we?
Yes, exactly. So if you want to hear our answers, I think you should go to Obscurecast.com and download the podcast.
Yeah, the latest episode has got us talking about Slenderman. Although I did actually hear some of the excerpts of Scott Johnson playing it, and that is so amusing. I'm almost willing to play that game just to see if it can make me creeped out as much as it does him. I think he manages every expletive at least once. It's quite impressive.
Oh, right, must go and check that out. And Derek continues.
I don't get the whole thing about Slenderman. What's so scary?
Just play it, Rob.
Okay.
Anyway, back to Derek. Derek says, as far as being rubbish in the game, my biggest mistake is that I seem to make over and over again is going into a fight and then after our LFD group has downed the boss, I then realise, shit, I forgot to take out my water pet. I think companions... especially if, you know, you've wiped or something else has happened. Companions have got to be the biggest cause of sucking moments. When you're like, why is my DPS so rubbish? What? Oh, Mr. Bubbles died. Oh, sad times. The boys are doing good. And Derek has enclosed a couple of pictures of Trey. He's playing WoW in one of them, and in the other, he's showing off his superhero that he just painted. Thank you for the pictures. They were very, very sweet. I have a video on my phone of him doing it. I'll try and upload that. Mason was trying out his legs yesterday without the help of stuff to hold on to. So he was Mr. Grumpy Butt because he kept falling over. Oh, bless him. We should buff his walking ability. He'll get it, though. Hope you guys had a great week. XOXO Derek.
Thank you very much, Derek. I do have to say, normally I always put pictures up from all the drawings that your kids make, but I don't put up pictures of children themselves just because there are some weird people on the internet. And I think that is enough how I want to say it. It's not that we don't love your kids. We do. We don't want to get the, you know, you get some wrong, weird people on the internet. So it's more of a safety thing. But thank you for sending them to us. And Raven, you got an email.
I do. I have an email from the lovely Marie. It says, "Hi, Phil, EJ, Raven, Rob, and special guest Razorbutt."
Yay!
Can I just say, for the record, people, in case you are confused, it is Bug, Razorbug.
Not anymore, it isn't. Oh, hilarious. Anyway, I just wanted to drop you a line to say that episode 90 has so many hilarious moments. I particularly liked, Rob, what, like being banned from the server for a few days? Raven, yeah, like 25 to life. I don't remember what we were talking about. And rule zero, don't be on fire, full stop. That is rule zero. That is rule zero. If you come to any of EJ's and my friends in London and ask them what rule zero is, all of them will tell you it's don't be on fire.
Ninjas can't catch you if you're on fire. That's 0.1B, I would stipulate. There is a caveat for that.
I rarely laugh aloud at anything, but those had me giggling. As for the topic for episode 91, how are you rubbish? I don't do many things that get me into the sideshow suck, mostly because I don't challenge myself much. I have done a few derpy things, such as doing dailies with my guild teleport cloak or cooking hat on instead of my actual gear, you know, with stats and stuff. Oh, man. we've told you about...
Slacker Mages wondered why her ability to channel arcane force through a fishing rod has somehow diminished many, many a time.
Yeah, the first time I killed the Lich King, I was wearing my fishing hat. I think we've had this conversation. Oh, no, EJ, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, no.
Well, no.
EJ's live streaming
suck.
There is live suck happening. Which
live suck is happening whilst we're recording the podcast.
I just meant to swap out weapons and DE my old weapon, and guess what I did?
Oh, dear.
Enchanted the new one.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you can now go to the item recovery and on the go to the
no, that's true.
You can and go type to out, item dear Blizzard, I are to suck.
Yes.
The item back.
Well, please to be giving back, Tar.
I can has item.
Fortunately, the item restoration is an entirely automatic system, and you don't have to talk to anybody or admit to anybody what you've just done. It gives you a list of all the things. It gives you a list of all the things you've sold or disenchanted or what got rid of recently, and you can just say, "Can I have that one back, please?" And it'll restore it in half an hour.
Hurrah! And
it updates a very silent database over on Blizzard servers that says that adds new points.
Yes. See, everyone worries about achievement points. You should be more worried about the new points that Blizzard's keeping on you.
Yeah. they have achievements their end, which we're getting, which aren't good achievements.
Yeah. So Marie goes on. I once planted my farm while under res sickness. Can you imagine how long it took to kill the birds?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, bless you!
Excellent.
That is such a thing I would do, because I'd be like, oh, I've got resistance. Oh, I'll go and, you know, pot around the farm or something. Oh, bless you.
I've done that once in exactly the same, that I was like, I don't understand. Why is this taking so... Why am I dying? What's going on? I don't understand what's going on. And then they killed me, and I was really confused for a while.
Like, these are super hardcore vermin. I don't know what they're eating.
These vermin are
vermin on steroids.
Yeah.
I can't remember, EJ, if it was your husband face, but I did once get stuck in a vermin barrow, and I couldn't get out because my clothy was taking too much damage, and I had to actually, I'm pretty sure it was your husband face, I had to say, warrior death knight person, come help, I'm stuck.
No. Yes, that'll be his lovely dwarf.
They found me stuck in a hole being sort of accosted by rabbits. Bunnies are coming to get me!
Oh, why is it always bunnies?
Those ones in the Valley of Four Winds are nasty. They're kind of scary. You go into one of their holes and there's hundreds of us.
You should just pretend you're a turnip and then they'll run away. They don't like turnips. Well, but nobody will tell me why.
I often forget that I have invisibility.
Oh.
Almost specially designed for getting out of said situations as a cloth.
Oh dear. Marie goes on. When going for a mount achievement, I had an engineering-only mount crafted for me, only to find out I couldn't learn it.
Oh no!
I only recouped some of my costs by selling it on the auction house. I once deleted a character with several hundred gold on her back in BC. It was a healthy chunk of gold back then, though, although not a devastating loss. And I spent tens of thousands of gold on pets at the end of Kata when I thought the collect X pet achievements were going to go away. Only to find that the 100 to 250 pet levels are pitifully simple now that there are nearly 500 pets in game. Oh dear. I suppose my greatest suckage from other people's point of view would be that I don't bother to gear up and run raids, but I really can't be bothered with things I don't enjoy. Raiders who look down on non-raiders can go suck it. Grin. Consequently, I don't have a high gear score or a perfect rotation. I don't keybind, and I freeze up when I have occasion to use buttons that are on my bars somewhere. I'm sure of it. Oh, look, I'm dead.
Just press all the buttons. If all else fails, just press them all in blind panic. It's amazing how often that actually works.
I think you need to set up a macro which literally launches all of your spells if you just keep pressing the button. Eventually the right one will go off.
The number of times after I got Starfall that I wiped dungeons, raids, God only knows what, by panicking and hitting Starfall. Don't hit Starfall when you don't want to.
Did you get new special friends?
New special friends, lots of special friends. If you've got too many special friends with you already, hitting Starfall is not going to help. pretty much ever. I did that today as well, actually. I hit Starfall when I was trying to, accidentally, because my fingers got moved across one key, so I thought I was hitting Moonfire, that usually sits next to Starfall, but I hit Starfall whilst hanging around with all of the trolls, where there are lots of, neutral... Well, I only ended up with one troll, but there are loads of, yellow things, like sky screamers and fierce ankle biters and all kinds of,
Are you upset some gnomes?
Things. There are fierce ankle biters over by the trolls.
I'll have to go and look for those. They sound brilliant.
Have you not seen them? They're kind of cute. They're quite fierce and they bite ankles. But they bite quite hard if you Starfall accidentally. Marie says, but I enjoy the game and I'm completely satisfied with my level of play and indeed don't have nearly enough time to do everything I want, even without raiding or five manning. I look forward to hearing your stories of rubbishness. Marie from Girona, US. Well, I think we're doing quite well with our stories of rubbishness.
I'm
worried that you actually picked your guest this week based on your actual topic of the week.
We
quite often pick our guest based on the topic of the week, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's what we did this time.
You mean you wouldn't necessarily admit that's what you did this time?
I decided a while ago that I had two characters. I decided at the same time I had two characters that had one profession that was wrong for them. I had a jewel crafter that was a skinner or something ridiculous like that. And I had another character that had a weird combination. So I decided that my jewel crafter would become a miner, and I decided the other character would become a herbalist. And I'm pootling along, and my herbalism's coming up really well. And then I realise I'm on my priest, that is my jewel crafter. And I'm at 500 herbalism. So not only have I dropped a profession, I've now leveled a new incorrect profession all the way up to 500, and I'm only going to drop it again to actually level. I do that quite often. If I've made a decision, I sometimes have these snap moments where it's like, right, I'm fed up with blah, I'm going to change it. And I think I've got it all sorted in my head. I really need to learn to write it down, because I will invariably, every time I do one of these, I will make some sort of muck up like that, and I will be well entrenched into something, and then I will go, oh, I meant to do that. Yes, the herbalism to 500. And I suppose at least I hadn't put mining on the other one to 500 before I realised. So that's about the only compensation on that one, but... yeah, that's the sort of stuff I do, as well as falling off cliffs.
I like the fact you got all the way up to 500 before you noticed. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I think because I've done herbalism so many times, I think it's just one of those things, you know, you pop a podcast or an audio book on and just get into the sort of the picking flowers zone. So you're just like, blah, blah, pick all the flowers, blah, blah. And I don't really have to think about it. It's not like leveling a crafting profession where I'm just like, right, which things are the next best things? It's just, there's a flower, there's a flower, there's a flower. So I think that's why. Thankfully, I've never done it with like a big crafting thing and actually started crafting all the wrong things.
See, this, I think maybe my inbuilt laziness helps there, because Slacker Mage is far too lazy to... She's far too busy getting her item level up to actually level professions, and therefore... If I do come across things like that, which I did actually manage to select the wrong profession and not realize I was starting on the wrong one, I still only had about 3 levels in it by the time I'd actually got to the point where I realized. So, laziness for the win!
Hooray! And I'm quickly going to intervene and jump to our last voicemail for this topic.
We have a voicemail.
We have voicemail. Several voicemails for Yay! Tonight. But I am going to start with this one about the topic. So here we have a voicemail.
Hey, GGW crew. This is Fred from Cosmodyne US. I was going to send an email, but Raven requested voicemails to hear lovely accents. And while I don't think my upper Midwest is a lovely accent, who am I to deny the future prime minister? To the question of how rubbish am I? Quite, actually. I've got a level 90 Fire Mage with eye level 484. And sometimes when I'm in LFRs, I'm the person that Raven hates. One time I'm in there, and I'm doing 75,000 DPS, 80k DPS, just crushing things. And the next day, the same fight, I'm doing 30k DPS. And I have no idea what I'm doing differently. So, yes, I am quite rubbish, and that's okay. And if I had a vote, Raven for Prime Minister.
It could be maybe that he's watching A Diary of a Call Girl.
And Sophia Buckland on it? Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that would do it. It was a lovely accent. I think that was a lovely
it
accent.
It was a lovely accent.
Yeah,
I love hearing from you people. It's great.
Yeah.
What do you mean, you people?
If our accents sound lovely to you, your accents probably sound lovely to us.
Well, as we established on Obscurecast last week, we don't have accents. Everybody else does.
Ah, yes.
Of course.
Well, if Olivia says that, I'm completely... That's how it should be, shouldn't it?
Indeed.
Oh, if Olivia said it, that's true.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not arguing with Olivia.
Definitely not arguing with Olivia.
And with that... Shush, Razorbat, shush.
I'm shushing.
And with that, I'm immediately going to jump into one of our two competitions. We have not one, but we have two. For everyone, including Fred, who sent us a voicemail, your name will be put into the hat, and at show 100, we will draw a name out of the hat, or actually, we will draw two names out of the hat. And we have prizes now.
Yay! So,
for our US winner, we have a Cinder Kitty, so we will send a Cinder Kitty to you. And for our EU winner, we have a lovely flying goat, also called the Windsteed.
Flying goat.
The flying goat! Awesome.
I love it! In honesty, I love it, because it looks so cool. I know so many people said, oh, it looks... No,
I like it.
This is perfect. This is what a real proper Chinese unicorn should look like. So
it's one of my favorites.
I like it.
Exactly. So, you know, if you haven't had a Cinder Kitten yet, or you just want one because you want to give it to your friend, all US people, come send in your voicemails. And for everyone in the EU who wants this lovely Chinese unicorn, send us your voicemails. It's not difficult. You can just go to our website or our Facebook page. Have a microphone and just start talking once you've hit that button. And if you don't like what you first said, you can delete it and redo it. It's that simple. Now for our second competition, we for show 100 yet again, we want to know what your favorite moment, episode, or whatever happened into our show. What was your favorite thing that happened in our show? And tell us why. And for that, we are going to send, or Raven might send it, I presume, because it's in your hands.
Yes, Raven will send it. It is on my desk.
It's an art card set of the Alliance trading card game.
Yes.
I got that completely correct.
I will take a photo of the box and we will put it on our Facebook so yes. You will know what we are talking about.
Exactly. And that is open to US and EU residents. So yes. All you have to do is, you know, and maybe you can make it 2-in-1 so you can send a voicemail talking about what you really like. See how like meta I go
to competition skills there.
I know. So yeah, you know, hit what you said, 2 flies with 1 stone. I don't know.
Two birds with 1 stone.
Is that it? Okay.
Kill two birds with 1 stone.
It's like really rubbish.
Killing flies with stones is not difficult.
Hey, be very
overkill, really.
No. So yes, lots of prizes to win, and we're already on show 91 today. So start writing, emailing, voicemailing, whatever. Just do it. Do it now. And with that, I am going to jump to our tweets and emails for this week. And shall I start with a voicemail or shall I end with a voicemail?
Let's end with a voicemail.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll start with the tweets because I always tend to forget them. So Edina2011 said, "Just wanted to tell you I am leveling my first alt to 90, and in the space on one evening I have gone from 12 to 20. Wow, heirlooms.
Wow. Oh gosh, it's so quick these days. So quick.
Even monks go even quicker later on when you have the date.
You get the daily buff, don't you? So you get like, is it 100% extra rested or something?
I think so. It goes really nice and quick. So that's always good. I think for an hour, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yes. And I think those don't stack. So I think if you only use half an hour of it, I don't know if they've changed this, but I know at one point if you only used like half an hour one day and then you went and got the quest the next day, you'd have like an hour and a half.
Which is good. I wish they would do that with all. All classes now.
I kind of wonder if it might be a feature they might unlock for people's alts. So once you've achieved a character at 90, then you might get your account might get flagged so that you can go and do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been just. It might be the sort of thing that they might have trialed on the monks.
I hope so. I hope that we're getting that. Coop Cooper said, "Love the show, gals, and Rob, who has the most awesome name." So you can, you know, there you go, Rob. Funky Sai said, "Just an idea. Could you do a GGW raid? Looking for raid or a raid with the listeners of GGW, and that's from Atlantic's ER on the European surface, Earthen Ring." That might actually be an idea.
Definitely.
Because, you know, are we also doing it Alliance or Horde side? And so it would be Alliance then, I think, probably.
Yes, I don't think we can go raiding with Raven's baby.
Yeah, no. She's only 40. Yeah.
But I think we should think about this and see what we can do.
Definitely. We shall have some chattings behind the scenes and come up with a thing.
Definitely.
We will. Definitely.
And Rodders UK said, "Just listen to show 90 and you need to be more active on Twitter, Rob. It's the future."
Yeah,
it's all
Rob.
Happening without you.
Sorry.
I do
my best Michael Jacobus voice. My name is Michael Jacobus. And I hate babies.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, that I'm really lost.
Don't worry, Syl, you're not the only one.
Have Do you want me to read this email? Blue?
No.
Ah, well.
The only thing
I have seen
Blue that I know is Horde versus Alliance. That's all I know, Rob.
See, I've seen 4 or 5 series of Red versus Blue, and I can't remember that.
Oh, dear.
I
will just go back to doing what I was doing before.
Did you have vodka and tonics and Diaries of a Call Girl, Rob?
No.
That sounded very guilty. Raven, you have an email.
I'm going to read this email really quickly, I think, before it goes, before anything goes a bit any more weird. Greetings, GGW crew. I just wanted to send you an answer to the question of the week. I'm really liking the artwork style, so I think this is for last week's question, not for this week's question. I'm really liking the artwork and style of Mop. Blizzard did a really good job on this expansion. The highlight for me in Mop is having joined the Convert to Rate Guild on Airy Peak. They've just created a really awesome community. I have to say, it's incredible what they've done over there. It's incredible. They've got, like, they've just made a new guild, and it's got, like, 2,000 people in it already. And they've had it for, like, 6 weeks.
That's really amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
I have to say, if they were, if we could all play on the same servers, or if they, you know, if they'd ever, I know that they've said they wouldn't, but if there was ever some sort of thing happening on the EU servers, I would have totally been up for that, because it just sounds like such an incredible community atmosphere that they've got going. I mean, you know, completely, like, gold stars all round to the Convert to Raid crew, because I have to say Convert to Raid was a podcast initially when I heard about it. I thought it was only for, like, serious business raiders.
And it's not. It's
no,
really
and well,
not.
I
it's
heard,
one of my favourites now.
Mm, yeah, so I have to say that. And I heard the lovely Coltrane on somebody else's podcast, and I'm going to say I think it was the Tauren Think Tank.
He's done TTT.
Yeah, really, really early Tauren Think Tank. And I was just like, wow, they, you know, he sounds really, really chilled out. So I gave it a go. So if anybody has ever had that misconception that I did, Convert to Raid is for all levels of raiders, and it's got tips and hints for everybody in there. It's definitely worth a listen.
And it's such an entertaining show. It's so good. I love it. So and if you want to check it out, go to the latest Realm Maintenance by Ro, because I think he has a very long interview with them.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really cool.
Extended maintenance with them. Yes. Yeah, they are awesome. Anyway, where was I? My low light for Mop is a tie between daily quests and running LFR on Mondays. I know, I shouldn't run LFR on Mondays, but some weeks it just works out that way. I hear you. Looking back over 6 years I've played WoW, I like the simplified talent choices the most. It makes you have to be able to play your class. The thing I don't like is much is the looking for group option. Before LFG, when you wanted to make a group, you had to run with your guildies or pick up a few pugs from your server. People were a lot more polite, and you had to be if you wanted to do dungeons. With LFG, it doesn't matter if you're a jerk, because you could just requeue if you get kicked for being a tool. I think the thing I miss most from vanilla is the use of strategy, CCs and group makeup in dungeons. Now it just feels like you can face roll every dungeon. Well, that's about all the rambling I can muster today. Keep up the good work, and could EJ and Raven say brilliant more often?
Brilliant!
Brilliant! Love the show. Jega, Prop Pally, Convert to Raid, Airy Peak, US. Brilliant!
see, ask and we can do that. That's not a problem.
Sound like sort of demented lovebirds or something. But anyway.
I'm getting flashbacks of the Fast Show over here. Imp Milk Brilliant!
Oh, but nobody will know. Never mind. Look it up on Wikipedia or something. Or YouTube. Look it up on YouTube.
And let's finish with one more. Well, not finish completely, because we have a voicemail. But Rob, you have another email.
So I have another one from Marie that was dragged up from the archives. I think it was about a couple of weeks back for show 88. So it is... Hi, Sil, EJ, Raven, Rob, and guest, Razorbug, or Razorbutt.
Sigh.
I thoroughly enjoyed episode 88.
With I your demand guests. That you change your Twitter handle as soon as you finished recording.
I already changed it once, and no one commented on it, so I gave up.
We obviously didn't notice.
I'll start again. I thoroughly enjoyed episode 88 with your guest, who has a background of improvisational acting. You can have him on again, and again, and again, and again. I thought I'd send you my thoughts as I listened to the episode's main topic about roleplay. So, I don't roleplay in WoW, mostly because I don't have time, and I thought to put into my WoW, characters. But I do have a few details around a few of my characters. My main banker is the younger sister of my main, and she prefers economics to going out and risking her life every day.
When I say goodbye to someone that I've randomly grouped or chatted with, I say good hunting instead of logging or something equally out of game. And I haven't run across much RP in the world or capital cities, but I also don't play on an RP server. I did have an amusing encounter with a gnome in Wrath who engaged my night elf in a conversation about how he wanted to take back Gnomeregon and a few other details. I admit that it was a bit one-sided on his part, but I eventually clued in and responded encouragingly. Eventually, he completed what he'd wanted to say and thanked me for allowing him to do RP a little bit.
Aww.
That's quite funny because he's just like standing there going,
At least he was polite and thanked for the RP. That was really nice.
He's like, you imagine what the guy said at the end, just like in his mind going, wow, this is like RPing with a rock. Anyway. I have enjoyed pen and paper RPGs for quite a while, playing in and running them. D&D, White Wolf, and others. I find that they are much stronger creative outlets to such an extent that I was designing my own Ice Age game world before having kids took a giant bite out of my time. That's all for now, and sorry for losing this in my drafts folder. Looking forward to being on the show again in the spring, and hugs to you all. From Marie.
Can I just say that plug class equals shameless right here, but if you're enjoying hearing about Syl and I talking D&D and White Wolf, then you want to check out the Skillcast, because we're all big about those systems and the RP stuff. So
I'm sure Marie will do that. Go on, Marie. Just download Obscurecast. Just do it.
It's like, go on. You know you want to.
You know you want to. So thank you, Marie, for your email. And we have our last voicemail, which I'm going to play right now.
Morning, GDW. Just want to stop by and say hi. It's been a while. I've been so busy, haven't had a chance to get in touch too much. I hope everything is going good your way. And was curious to see how you are liking 5.2 patch. Any good stuff on there? I haven't been playing for a little bit. I was wondering if I should come back now and check out this new stuff. Well, have a good weekend. I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
And that was, of course, the lovely Joanne, who's been on our show several times.
Lovely to hear from her, wasn't it?
It is.
It was.
And yes, you should totally come back. 5.2 is awesome. There's dinosaurs. I mean, lots of dinosaurs. Them. Duh.
You know, I was really like, and I was like, oh, everyone's going on about the dinosaurs, blah, blah. Then I went to the Island of Dinosaurs, which is its real name, and it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I like the island.
Also, you get to be a Saurok, and then you get to do the jumping thing.
Oh, man, the Saurok jumping thing is awesome. You get turned into a Saurok, and the jumping is incredible.
Even when, as me, I keep jumping over the same rocks, and I get halfway over the rocks, and then I'm like, oh, this is where I jump over the rocks, and I lose my buff, and actually there's lots of mobs down there, and they're all going to kill me. And I've done this every day. I just see this pile of rocks and I can't help it. And I fling myself over them and then I'm like, oh, poo. That is not brilliant.
But yes, Joanne, check it out so you can do that too. Oh dear, EJ. But on the other hand, I do feel, I mean, that was one of the coolest things to do because I've been doing that, constantly jumping. When I found that out, I thought, that's skipping areas. That's good. I don't have to run. But then again, I'm also a very lazy player.
But if you're like me, you then realise you've spent 20 minutes just bouncing around the island.
Hey, if it keeps you entertained, you know, that's good, isn't it?
That was very entertained.
That's pretty much all the guild was doing on Friday night. I came over work quite late on Friday and I was like, what is everyone doing? And like, we're just on the island, we've all turned into Saurocks, we're just bouncing. Okay, all right.
In other words, the whole group has currently rolled Tiggers.
Yeah.
Much. But yeah, we're not going to talk too much about 5.2 right now because of what's going to happen next week, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. First, I'm going to thank Razorbug for being a guest because this is the end of the show. I have an announcement, but I want to do some other things first. Razorbug, if people want to heckle you, I mean contact you, how can they do that?
Nobody needs to heckle me. You're already doing a perfectly good job between the three of you. And it's just in three of you, because Rob is a polite gentleman and doesn't do any heckling.
I love you.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to contact Razorbug, but
yeah, whatever.
you can find me on Twitter at RZBG. It's almost like the RZ and the BG are a shortening of Razorbug. just to qualify, at RZBG on Twitter. You can, of course, find us every week over at The Obscurecast, the eclectic British gaming and geekery podcast, where Syl and I will keep you entertained with everything that is, well, everything that isn't WoW, and some things that are WoW as well. And definitely with the old pen and paper RPGs and stuff like that. So if that's your bag, then check us out over there. That's obscurecast.com.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And we have a lot of guests lined up, and there is another, I have to take the show a little bit into a different way now, and I already talked to the person before about that it might not have been the most appropriate time to say this, but then again, it never really is. In the past, we've had a lot of messages from a person called Jaden. I don't know if people remember Jaden from all his tweets that he sent to us, but people know him on Twitter as Pharaoh Jaden. And I say him, but I presume it's a him. Sorry if it's not, but I believe Jaden is a him. And we heard some disturbing news about Jaden not being with us anymore, and that we could contact Jaden's old account on Twitter to ask what was going on. And I didn't want to pry, but I was kind of like really surprised by what happened. And I asked if it was all right to pay, as to say, tribute to Jaden on the podcast. And the following has happened. Jaden took a very nasty hit to the back of his head that eventually caused a hemorrhage, and he was defending me, and me is Robin, his best friend, in a nightclub. And once again, I was so shocked when I heard this, and I actually got tears in my eyes, hence why I was slightly quiet during the show when I read this and I was in conversation with Robin about this. And I think this is a big loss for the community, in all honesty, because Robin was, Jaden was such a kind person. And as Robin has told me, he really loved our podcast. And I just think it's really sad that we've lost someone who was such a special and kind person. And I want to give a little bit of a shout to Robin, his best friend, and their guild, which is called Many Colored Darkness, and give them our condolences and good luck in these horrible times.
Take care, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with that, even though it's a bit of a sad note today with the show, and I'm trying to not to cry, thank you everyone for listening. And for next week, we have a very interesting subject. We are going to talk about 5.2, which I've called Dino Time, because I've already dubbed 5.2 Jurassic Park. And we are going to discuss the new patch and all its changes to loot with V from Ask Mr. Robot. So if you have any questions for V, please send them to us. Or if you have anything that you want to discuss about 5.2, please send them to us. And, of course, also listen to the Obscurecast. And, guys, if they want to tweet you, where can they find you on the Twitters? EJ?
I'm on Twitters at Otters, OTTAHC.
And Rob?
I am sometimes at GGWRoboto.
And Raven?
I am at Silky Raven.
And you can find me at Liminius. And, of course, you can heckle Mr. Razorbutt on RZBG. Sorry.
Mutter.
I know. And, of course, thank you to all our listeners and my co-hosts, of course, for being here. And thank you to all the listeners for sending in those emails, those tweets, and the voicemails. It's very much appreciated. And hopefully we'll hear from you next week again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later.
You've been listening to Girls Gone Wow, a World of Warcraft podcast from the United Kingdom. For more information, check out girlsgonewow.net. You can send emails to the show at sil@girlsgonewow.net. Follow us on Twitter @GGWShow or on Facebook at facebook.com/girlsgonewowpodcast. We can also be found on the VOG Network, the voice of geeks, at vognetwork.com. Raven for Prime Minister.